Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to Zone of the Skilled to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello. Hi.
We can hear the soccer playing over the mic.
So, today is a very, very important night because Colombia is playing against Brazil in the Copa America.
Grudge match.
And although Colombia is already passing as the first person in the group, it would be nice to beat Brazil. Because 10 years ago, they kicked us out of the World Cup. And that was terrible. And then they got revenge. And then we got revenge on them because Germany was a 7-1. Remember that game? Kicked them out of the World Cup with a 7-1 game. And then they won that. But anyways, very important game tonight. So we'll be streaming this.
Yeah, we'll have some sort of a check-in later.
We'll have some sort of commentary whenever they make a goal. I would request maybe if you could possibly please turn on my mic so I can be like, goal! And then, yeah.
Later in the show, probably closer to 10, we'll have frequent friends of the show, Joe and Isaac, on to talk about the state of international soccer.
True. And their travels.
True.
They were around.
Yeah. Isaac just flew in Austin, Texas today, and Joe was in the north of France.
Wow.
So if anyone has any questions about the north of France that we can ask Joe, if anyone's out there listening, put them in the DJ chat on WMFO.org. We'll look at them.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about Austin, Texas. Yeah, I don't know. My sister's going to Austin.
For what?
For another camp.
Your sister is going to a lot of camps.
Yeah. She did 2 last year and she's doing 2 again this summer. But yeah. What are we listening to next?
Until they come, we are going to listen to music.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Costa Rica made a goal.
You know, they play?
Paraguay. The good thing would be, though, is if... Oh, no. I know. This is so scary. They're playing a lot on the Brazil. Okay, it's fine. They're fine.
But we're gonna listen to Slippery People.
Okay.
Of the towns we know, a place we saw the lights turn low, the the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out chives and jamboree handouts. Two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where is that?
Yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whip flash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the duchy from coast to coast like a man, Gary Wilson.
Beautiful, Dad.
Feeling fades, but never really goes away.
a staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and unnatural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
About now. Mic three, yes. Hi. So I have very unfortunate news. In the past, oh my God, Colombia is going to do a free throw. In the last couple minutes, Brazil unfortunately made a goal. But it will be the first and the only goal they make. Ay Dios mío, what? Ah, goal! Oh no, it was not a goal. But the ball went in. But we're getting there. This goal from Brazil will be the only goal that they will make this entire game. So that's all. That's my news.
What were the last couple songs we listened to? Because you picked one of them out.
True. I wanted to listen to Beck. I don't know why. I was thinking about Beck today. And I thought that was a good song. And the remix was definitely interesting. I liked it. And we listened, previous to this, we listened to Classical by Vampire Weekend. They're checking the goal.
Did it happen?
I don't know. Let's see. Because it went to the
bar.
And they're always like, "Oh my gosh, I don't think so though, because it definitely was offside." So I don't know why they're gonna check it. Vamos con Colombia, vamos. Please. It would be so fun if it was. Oh.
I'm gonna have to pull up the game on the computer.
Please look. So it's possible. It's a possibility that it could be the game. That could be a goal, because he started moving when he hit the ball. I don't know, but I'm really stressed out. But fingers crossed it was. Por favor, por favor, por favor. How are you, Charlie?
What?
How are you?
Oh, good. I was trying to figure out what we can...
stream it on?
Yeah, what we can watch the game on.
I was going to say, let's sign
Should
on
we listen
to this
to
thing.
The next song?
Yeah, let's definitely listen to the next song. Wait. It's coming. It's coming. We can put the next song. What are we going to listen to next?
Too powerful. it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. You're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your read just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. They said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody.
Better, and when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly late evenings. just like a mother. If there could be another. And now she's 2 years older. Her mother's with a soldier. She left me with my drinking. Became a proper stinging. The devil came and took me from bar to street to bookie. No more nights by the telly. No more nights nappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. Beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
We have not scored yet. That's it. Let's see.
Davison Sanchez.
I don't know. I feel like this is going to be the only goal that Brazil makes. And then Colombia is going to make one right before the first half ends. And then two or three more in the second half. So we'll see. We'll see if that's a valid assumption. I don't know, because Brazil has been playing really sucky. And Colombia has been doing
so great.
But
they did score a goal. They have one goal and Colombia has no goals. In a tragic turn of events.
A phone call.
Can you pick it up on the wall, phone, please?
Of course.
Let's see who it is. You have to press the button.
Hello?
Hello? Who is it?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Bum, bum, letter, bum.
Can we play Letter from the Landlady by Will Adams?
We'll think about it.
We'll definitely think about it. We're gonna put it on our up next for sure.
Maybe. We'll have to listen to it first, see if it fits the vibe.
Thank you, yeah, definitely. Bye. Fucking.
Hey! Scary. Oh, whoa, not. Whoa! I thought. Sorry, I said fudging. Pardon me.
You, baby, ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Yeah. put your hand in mine. I've got something to tell you, darling. I want to change your mind. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too. Hurts me too. Love you, baby. Ain't gonna lie. Without you, darling, I can't be satisfied. If things are going wrong for you, you know it hurts me too.
For you whose eyes were open wide, whilst mine refused to see, I'm sore in need of saving grace. Be kind and humor me. I'm lost amidst a sea of weed, where people speak
Mañanas de cristal, de gran fragilidad. No es nada personal, solo no quiero hablar. A veces no te lo puedo explicar. Un bicho me picó, alguien me poseyó. Hoy no me siento yo, pero tampoco nadie más. A veces no te lo puedo explicar. Te estoy mostrando el lado criminal y a veces el instinto animal. Ese lado mío que no perdona, el que a veces solamente traiciona. Es mi dilema personal, está ganando el lado bipolar. De corazón ambos sabemos que no sabemos ni lo que hacemos. Mañanas de cristal, estoy mostrando el lado criminal y a veces el instinto animal. Este lado mío que no perdona, el que a veces solamente traiciona. Es mi dilema personal, está ganando el lado bipolar. De corazón ambos sabemos que no sabemos ni lo que hacemos.
Gol! Colombia Miracle. That's all. Hello. We have another guest here.
Hello.
Oh, are you on? You're still on.
Hello.
Yay! It works.
Hello.
Isaac is here with us.
I'm here. I'm back.
Colombia just made a goal, which is very, very exciting.
I'm watching it, yeah.
It was a beautiful goal.
Oh, so cool. So poetic. That's it. How are you, Isaac?
I'm feeling good. I've had a lot of traveling in the last
weeks,
the last months. And I'm going to be
where have you been?
In the same place for a while now, which will be nice.
Where have you been?
I was just in Texas with family.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was in Italy with family, a different family.
What part of Italy?
We did a road trip starting from where I'd been doing a study abroad, so in southwest Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we took like one day over the Alps, and the rest of it was Milan, Florence, Rome. And a little stop in Como, which might have been the best part.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It was very nice.
Oh, that's amazing. That's good. How was Germany?
It was cool.
How
it was cool.
How long were you there?
I was there February, like late February. It was really weird timing.
True. I remember that.
Yeah. late February to like mid-June.
Okay, like 4 months.
So yeah, 3.5, almost 4 months.
Nice.
That's Germany so was cool. Everybody spoke English. Made it easy.
Did you at least practice some?
I did.
Some German.
I did, and then the longer I was there, in a weird way, I got lazier with it. It was kind of bad.
That makes sense, though.
I was like, I'm gonna switch to English, and it would be easier. Fine. So I'll just do it. And I was friends with other international students, and they would all speak. Obviously, the Americans would all speak English, but even from other parts of Europe, English is the common language. If one person's from Spain, another person's from Norway, another person's from the Netherlands.
Oh, well, yeah.
English is what your overlap is. Especially if you're studying in Germany and your classes are probably in English if you're from one of those countries coming to Germany.
Yeah, especially with more of like a larger speaking difference, like a larger language barrier.
Also, anybody who's like got like higher education and is going to study in another country, like they all spoke like three languages. I was very...
Yeah.
Not kept up. Sorry, I'm distracted by the
football. No, me too. What is... I thought they were 9 points. Oh, no. Because they're right now.
Yep.
So, what do we think about the tournament so far?
I've watched not that much Copa America, in all honesty.
What about Copa? Eurocopa.
I've watched a lot of Euros, though. I've enjoyed that.
It's been good.
The Austria-Turkey game was very fun.
True.
It was a crazy
save. We saw the end of it.
The last minute save was crazy.
True. I was like, oh my god, in the house. And I was like, what happened? I'm like,
I was cooking dinner and I thought something happened.
No, well, something did happen, but it didn't. It was prevented from happening.
Yeah, that was a good one. Saw Netherlands, I think it was Romania.
Yeah.
This morning. Or, yeah, at work. And France, Belgium yesterday was pretty good.
What teams are left in Euro?
In Euro, it's France, Spain, Portugal.
So Spain are playing Germany, and France are playing, I wish I could remember, it's not Belgium, Portugal. And that's one side of the bracket, and the other side is England, Switzerland, and the teams that played today, Netherlands and Turkey.
This is gonna be good. It's gonna be
good. And who should our listeners be rooting for?
France.
Not France.
Why not?
I like...
What about wait, no.
Slovenia.
Slovenia was gone.
Sadly.
You just repeated.
I'm rooting...
Let's go for Turkey.
Turkey would be fun. Turkey, Austria, they're rehashing hundreds of years of battle out there. That's a good game.
I would have been happy for either of them to make a deep run over whoever they're... I don't know. That whole side of the bracket, I don't have as much beef with. I want England to lose. That would be funny.
True, England should lose.
Whichever one of France or Portugal lose, I will take some Schadenfreude.
True.
From, because I don't like Ronaldo at all, and I liked watching him cry.
That was really
funny. And if
that
happens again, I will really...
That was very funny, just because he missed one penalty kick.
This man is like 40 years old, getting comforted by
his
like
20-year-old teammates. Yeah.
Be a man. Don't show emotion.
Oh, that was a funny one, but
that's the position we want to go for today.
If I I've always said this. When I was previously a guest on Jordan Peterson's podcast, we actually talked about this at length.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't like Ronaldo.
No, me neither.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yesterday you were like, yeah, I didn't like him at all.
I don't like him
sore
at all.
Sore loser, though. Sore, like, can't take it.
He's Joe's not player. Here, so we can rag on Ronaldo all we want. He's the Ronaldo defender. Yeah.
It's funny how many, like, and this is true everywhere, but especially in Europe, you'd see these, like, 12-year-olds rocking either Inter Miami Messi jersey or Al Hilal Ronaldo jerseys, and it's like, you haven't watched either of them in their prime. Why do you care? Why are you arguing Messi, Ronaldo? You've only seen them both when they were like 35. Like, they're not... Why are you invested in this? You should have new players to care about. That was a little bit...
I like that sound.
Some cool acoustics there.
But yeah, even when I went to Colombia, there were just a bunch of people wearing Inter Miami Messi jerseys, yeah. Which I thought was like...
It's everywhere, yeah.
They do look good. I like the pink.
The pink is cute. I do have one.
The pink and black is a good color combo.
It's a good
combo.
Look. I do also like the black and pink.
Yeah, if they had ugly... If an ugly color combo, it would not have gone nearly as well. That yeah. move.
Good job, yeah, David
if
Beckham.
If he was... I mean, David Beckham, he played for the Galaxy, and they have atrocious color scheme.
What is it?
It's like blue and yellow. I used to have a Galaxy David Beckham jersey, and that it full on they were sponsored by a pyramid scheme. I think they might even still be.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. It was I think they do look worse now than it used to. Than they used to.
Which ones they used to? These?
No.
Because this None is of
like the sash.
The yellow one, I mean the white and yellow one, that's more what it looked like. Yeah, that one. Except mine.
You could
that
also
one
look
with
up
the stripe.
Beckham Galaxy.
Yeah. Those are all similar.
We have to do a PSA. We didn't do a PSA.
True.
Oh my gosh.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
In your home. It's not sharp.
We gotta find it.
We gotta find it. It's like right there.
We have to kill this time anyway, so we can.
It's like right
there. You have to kill sometime.
Let's read. Because we have to read two PSAs anyway. I'll do this one. No, I won't do that one.
Where's ladders? Ladders isn't at the front anymore.
Is that the front?
Ugh, is it that one?
Yeah.
It's like yellow.
That blue one was the one I had.
Okay, well, it's not terrible. Because that's rough.
I don't like the yellow.
It's not letting me click.
It's hard to do yellow well on a kit, but I do like the old Arsenal kits from the 90s. They're away jerseys. They call them the Bruce Bananas.
There we go. The old Arsenal jerseys?
Yeah.
We were actually just looking at old Colombia jerseys.
Colombia's had some nice kits.
Yeah.
A lot of just boring yellow ones, though. Right now, I'm wearing just kind of a boring yellow one.
A neon, yeah. bright
I look like
yellow.
A highlighter.
Yeah.
It is a highlighter yellow, yeah.
Very much so.
Oh, here's ladders. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
You don't have to read the end?
For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
No, I didn't know if you had to read the last part.
It's not in the canned PSA, so I don't know.
Huh.
And if you are sick and tired of listening to us read ladders every week and you want us to advertise your Tufts organization instead, send us an email. We'll make a better PSAs.
Is
but until then,
WMFO.
Yes.
Okay. So people know where to direct their queries.
Yes. Any of the email addresses on our
no,
website.
No, only to Charlie. Use Charlie's Tufts email.
No. I don't even look at it.
Drew, your Tufts email?
We've almost killed until 10. So now we can play songs with swears in them.
Beautiful.
One song
in
I wanted
seconds.
To listen to tonight is the new JPEG Mafia song.